The first case of its kind, an airline maintenance company charged in connection with a crash, in this case the 1996 ValueJet crash. Michael Hiblin of WIOD reports from Miami.
The now-defunct Sabertech company was convicted of improperly packing oxygen canisters, blamed for igniting a fire causing the crash. But defense attorney Ken Quinn has pleased two employees, Daniel Gonzalez and Eugene Florence, were completely exonerated.
They never should have had to gone through this nightmare. We're also pleased that the jury dismissed out of hands two-thirds of all counts against Sabertech.
Siebert Roberts lost a grandson in the crash and was disappointed with the verdict.
The message is very, very poor. It should be much more harsher than what have been said and done.
110 people were killed in the crash. Michael Hiblin for CBS News, Miami.